You are listening to the sounds of fresh produce broadcasting live from an undisclosed South London location.
That's something.
apologies. It's been a little too long since I've been with you, almost 3 months, but like the song said, there's something better for you and me. In the near future, a lot of changes here at FP headquarters. I'll fill you in a bit. Caused us to take a bit of a hiatus, but obviously we've had a huge buildup of tunes. First track I played was Beat Conductor, Something Better. Heard that at the opening of the 40 Foot Brewery in Dalston. Recommend you drop by there sometime if you fancy a wonderful local craft brew here in London town.
Next up, clap your hands now.
Got the White Label remix of Brevi Porter's Liquid Spirit.
Let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hit the banks of that hard, dry land. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Clap your hands now.
you, then let it get you in the wrong. Oh, now you wonder what he'll say, but you know it just can't be your lucky day. Will he take you back? Will he take you in? Or will he tell you this is the end?
Stop now. holding on so tight. And I don't ever want to lose it.
I can't get enough. tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira, tira e bota sem parar. O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira, tira e bota sem parar. O tamanco do pé, o tamanco do pé, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele calça? Tamanco, o que ele calça? Tamanco. O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira e bota sem parar. O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira e bota sem parar. O tamanco do pé, é! O tamanco do pé, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele calça? Tamanco, o que ele calça? Tamanco. A vida dele não interessa a ninguém. Que se não fosse minha curiosidade, não perderia o trem. O que ele é? Tamanqueiro. O que ele é? Tamanqueiro. O que ele calça? Tamanco. O que ele calça? Tamanco. Se toca viola, é violeiro. Violeiro. Se escreve bicho, é bicheiro. Bicheiro. Se toma birita, é biriteiro. Anda de motoque, é um motoqueiro. Motoqueiro, chacrinha é um velho guerreiro. Guerreiro, carnaval é no mês de fevereiro. Fevereiro, o povo está sem dinheiro. Dinheiro, culpado é o fevereiro. Fevereiro.
Sounds of Fresh Produce. Sorry, I went on a bit of a streak there. Probably played about 30 minutes of music without hearing me speak, which you're probably thankful for, rather than disappointed that you couldn't hear the track listings. It's all me this evening, flying by my lonesome after a long three-month hiatus, as mentioned before, but hopefully next month I'm going to have my compadres join me in FP headquarters. But in the meanwhile, let me introduce the rest of the tracks I played for you. So the second track was a remix, white label remix of Gregory Porter's Liquid Spirit. And the third track I played was a new issue from Athens to the North, or should I say new reissue. It's a band called Second Resurrection, featuring a singer named Louis Johnson, and the track is called Don't Let the Daylight Catch You. Athens of the North Records, I've mentioned them before, Edinburgh Imprint, just re-releasing some wonderful stuff. So I recommend you check out their Bandcamp. You can listen to all their new issues for free. Track after that was Charles Watts with his classic breakbeat, What Can You Bring Me? And then the fifth track was a remix of Tuxedo So Good, which I actually played the original for you a few shows ago on the eponymous album. Tuxedo is Meyer Hawthorne and Jake One. This was released on Stone's Throw Records, which is normally a hip-hop record label out of the West Coast. And what's interesting about this project, actually, is that John Morales, classic disco producer, actually produced the entire album. But he not only produced the album, he also did some remixes. So that is the Eminem, that's John Morales' moniker when he produces. That's the Eminem 80s classic mix. And then the track I played afterwards was Joey Negro and the Sunburst Band with Caught in the Moment, the Reflex revision. The Reflex is one of my favorite remixers out there, and as he would say, he doesn't remix, he actually revises. So let's get the terminology correct. The track after that was Elisio de Buzios with Tamen Quero, the Selvagem edit. And that was released by, I think it's a new Brooklyn record label called Hello Sailor. And they've been releasing some wonderful Selvagem re-edit remixes. And then finally in the background, you can hear the sounds of Rolfi Rosario with an instrumental Need. That's actually the club Need version of the track. And that's from Joey Negro's compilation album that just came out, another Joey Negro project. This is a compilation called 90s House and Garage, or Garage, depending on which side of the pond you sit on. And that was just released on Zed Records recently. Now, I like to think that you know you're getting old when they have these sort of nostalgic compilations of tracks that you used to listen to in the club when you were younger. But then I realized that's not actually true. You know you're old when they actually have a radio format in which they play music that you used to dance to in the club, which is a new thing in the United States for those of you who haven't been there recently. Back in the day, radio, I think, is the name of the format where they play golden age hip-hop. In the meanwhile, enjoy the rest of this track, and next up I'm playing a track by a gentleman called Charisma, a hip-hop artist actually, not the dance producer, and the name of that track is Method. We'll be right back.
I saw MCs going at it. Crews playing new records, I arriving more ecstatic. From Frisco to Oakland, like Bronx to Manhattan. You know what's happening, charisma style of rapping. AOB, you know your man Quan, that's 7 feet tall. He should drop the mic and pick up a basketball. Yes, y'all, mad love to my crew. Everyone's real cool. All we wanna do is to be in a record pool. Yes, y'all, this is my design to make my niggas rewind. Labels pull crimes, it's time for me to resign. The style's deep, even when we fall asleep. Dreaming of the usual, a rap beat. I got class with my mouth, so remember this. If you're not down, you're expelled off my premises. I come with bombs when the singer's loud hectic. I'm clean cut and suave, the dapper type, man. I got better. I got taking titles and much clout. And when I'm rolling dice, I got my boys in the leg out. It's just charisma with the Nikes, charisma with the knots. Charisma on stage is charisma show that rocks. So check it out, party people in the place. The newest car I ever had was a 78. I'm straight rolling in my bucket with my boys at ease. And when I see a liquor store, I think of 10 G's. I'm just fanatic with these rhymes, you can't read them though. Young kid, you're not ready for torpedoes. Just wait until my mom's hears this jam. She say I have to scram, but she has to take me for what I am. When I need someone to talk to for insight, I see what's in sight. And that's lovely girls tonight. I got methods.
Rap so strong and rap so
I got methods.
Rap so strong and rap
I got methods. I make my speech, announce the winner at the studio, live at 8. So Captain Sehor ain't waxing the floors. This is just a rhyme from page 74. As far as girls, yeah, they know me. They talk about Kobe, but Kobe ain't got nothing on me. I rap in Dolby. So hey world, open your eyes to the whack. It's when the going gets whack. The whack get up on track and that's whack. Who said that real hip-hop don't set? Me and my whole crew bought two copies of Raising Hell. Just the other day, there was a contest with NMCs, man, looking whack, wearing Lees and Clock D's. I was like, okay, so I gave it a bang. Now those MCs ain't got nothing but the ex-girls to blame. I got Bethany.
Rap so strong and rap so
I got Bethany. I got meth.
those glasses, take a look, tell me what you see. Sunshine, gang signs, hips of chicks with little ocean breeze. Far from good, not good from far, right down PCH. Hopping on that red eye flight from London to LA.
Thank you. As it is, so be it. If being is what it's about, I is. Maximum is it.
It's not.
When I arrive, it's like a slice upon the set. Lavished in honeys, but there's always more to get. I'm a conveyor, connoisseur, savoir faire. The narrow-minded tend to label this as player. A fact displayer, plenty flavors, many layers. The anti-square, many laying in my layer. I'm from the race with the beat and the bass. We from the stars, whipping cars, spitting bars. Different sauce, never lost, getting hard. And proving you was through to win. A group for you to do it in. A group for you to do it in. Different sauce, never lost, getting ours. And proving you is due to win. A group for you to do it in. To not get it in is the truest sin. So don your gems, the knife bouts to bend.
Your way.
A dance on, a dance on. Someone you can put your hands on. It's bomb. That which is bomb never lasts long.
Thank you. Loading.
You listen to the sounds of fresh produce on a cold, wet evening in London town. Hope it's sunnier where you are, and if it's not, I hope the beats I'm playing for you put you in a sunnier mood, especially this track I'm playing in the background, which is Baile by Wayward, which one thing I was reading said it sounds like the soundtrack to a daydream, which I think is quite a wonderful description. So let's just go over the tracks that I played for you. The track I played after the last break, as mentioned, is Methods by Charisma. A little backstory on that: the producer of that track was Peanut Butter Wolf, who was the guy who later went on to found Stone Stir Records, which I described before. And actually, Charisma, the MC who sings in that song, sadly left us in 1993, so they released this retrospective tape of all the tracks he did from Peanut Butter Wolf, which is quite amazing stuff, actually. Golden Age stuff that a lot of people, such as myself, haven't really heard until now, you know, some 20 years later. The track I played afterwards was Cornell Campbell with Conversation, which appeared on the Studio One compilation Love A Dub. Cannot get enough of those Studio One compilations. Then the track I played afterwards was Swindle, featuring Ash Reiser with the track London to LA. I had the privilege of actually seeing Swindle DJ at the Sonar Festival in Barcelona this summer, which was quite amazing. He released a new album called Peace, Love, and Music. bit generic title, but definitely worth checking out for the sounds, new UK sounds, if you want to call it that. And Ash Reiser, actually, the name did not ring a bell for me, but he's actually done several tracks with Kendrick Lamar, which I think is the ultimate seal of approval. The track I played afterwards was a new track by Woke, which is a supergroup formed of Flying Lotus, Shabazz, Palaces, and Thundercat. And if that isn't enough for you, the guest artist on that song is actually George Clinton. The name of the track is The Lavishments of Light Looking, and that was released in the Adult Swim series, a free series on SoundCloud, but I think they have an album coming out soon. And then following up that little group right there, I had to play something that segued very nicely, which was Dame Funk from the new album Invite the Light, and that was the track Floating on Air, a little 7-minute epic. And finally, the background Wayward, as described. And then next up, I'm going to play a track, quite famous track, actually. It's by Curtis Mayfield. It's called Back in the World from his concept album, describing a black GI coming home from Vietnam. It's quite a dark album, to be honest. And I guess what's interesting about it is that I completely forgot about this track. But then I was reading a crime novel called King Suckerman by George Palakonos, who is a D.C. area crime writer who actually wrote some of The Wire. And in one scene in the book, they're in the record store, and one of the guys working in the record store is actually playing the album and singing in the background to Back in the World, so it reminded me of what a wonderful track it is, so I have to play it for you.
so dear to me. Forgive our country, Mississippi State. Forgive your man with some love for me. Spent 2 hours getting this chill for you. We don't seem to know what to do. We'll be right back.
Cause I thought this time all soon you will be gone. Arrest in this world. Always want something more. The moment I stay, the moment you can wait. I leave you today. It's what I say anyway.
You can't wait. I'll leave you tonight. at the beat of a hoe. Sounds like a drum. Got to move with the times. Starting to run. We got the beat of a hoe. Sounds like a drum. Got to move with the times. Starting to run.
You are listening to the sounds of Fresh Produce, and sadly, another evening session draws to a close here. In the background, you can hear the sounds of Bonobo's Flashlight. Just wanted to go over the final bit of tracks I played for you. Must admit, I jumped the gun a little earlier, I forgot to mention. I played a track by DJ Cam featuring a guy by the name of Earl Davis with In the Air Tonight. Love this project DJ Cam did. He's a huge Miami Vice fan, so he just re-recorded his, recorded an alternative soundtrack to the television series as... you know, to replace some of the stuff that they played in the original series in the movie. So back to the tracks that I played for you after the last voiceover. So after Curtis Mayfield, I played a version of Nothing But A G-Thang by Quantic. That was a Cumbia remix. So Will Quantic, the sort of lead of the group, went down to Colombia, assembled a traditional Cumbia band, and then did a bunch of different cover songs of various contemporary tracks, and that was one of them. And then after that, I played Linda Lewis with Old Smokey. Now, I heard Linda Lewis. I'd never heard of her before. She was on Giles Peterson's radio show, and Giles played this track, and it was amazing. It was actually sampled by Kanye West in Go by Common, which is one of my favorite hip-hop beats of all time. I never knew where the original came from, and it came from that track right there, which is wonderful in its own right. Then after that, I played a track by Some Sociable, a duo out of Melbourne, and that's a new track that came out earlier in the year called Anyway. And then I played a track called Maylight, a track by a group called Maylight, called Beat of the Heart, and that was produced by Chris Reed, who does, he does a website called Who Sampled That, and he's also one of the staff remixers at Rarely Break Even Records, which is one of my favorite labels. And then finally, as mentioned in the background, Bonobo. And I'm going to close with a track called Just a Little Loving by Carmen McRae. I believe the original was by Dusty Springfield, but I think this version's even better. And it's a well-known track to those of you who listen to Broken Beat music, because Jazzanova did a version of this sometime in the '90s. And I never heard the original, and then I was listening to a jazz podcast actually played the track, and I was blown away. So I thought it'd be the perfect closing track for you. So over and out, I'll be with you again soon. It shouldn't be a three-month wait. Hopefully I'll assemble the old band. We'll be doing another show for you before year ends. In the meanwhile, Hope you enjoy your festive period as we call it here in the UK.
Just a little loving early in the morning beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good things are coming your way. This old world loving early in the morning, a little extra something to kind of see them through. Nothing turns the day on, really gets it dawning, like a little bit of loving from some loving or someone like you. Each and everybody in